Hey guys, welcome back to That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. The episode you're about to listen to was recorded in April of 2021, more than 1 year ago. For some reason, I gave up on uploading the episode because I was trying to edit it and there was some kind of technical difficulties, but I've gone back and listened to this and decided to retry to upload it. And here it is. This is another episode I recorded with my grandma, a conversation about Mary Magdalene and other women of the Bible. Hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you once again for tuning in to That Which Cannot Be Destroyed.
In a lot of areas set up higher, but do you realize that Mary Magdalene, or however you say her name, do you realize that she's the first one that carried the news that Jesus wasn't there in that tomb, that he was gone? And we're so critical, or I'm not saying you are, but as a rule, us as humans are so critical and judgmental, and we don't give people half a chance. If they say, well, you know, I used to do this, but, you know, I don't feel the need to do that anymore. And we go, oh, yeah, right. You know, oh, yeah. I've did that before. I know how people are, okay?
What do you mean, critical of what? In that sense? Critical of Mary Magdalene?
No, I'm not critical of her because I think...
No, what do you mean, who's critical of what in that story?
I'm just saying us as humans... Sometimes, you know, even though Jesus casts the demons out of her, out of Mary, and you know, she was eternally grateful to him, and she followed him, and she was the one that went to the tomb to anoint his body and wrap it and prepare it, because there wasn't any time, because it was the Sabbath, and they couldn't do anything on the Sabbath. But she's the one that Jesus told, go tell my disciples and Peter. Because Peter's the one that denied him.
To go tell them that he had risen?
And people think that only people that are I don't know, saintly pure, I guess, is the one that's worthy to be. But that's, Jesus was always with people, Mark, that's when he got criticized for eating with the sinners. He associated with them. He didn't go out to the church and only associate with the Christians.
So you think it's something noteworthy that he picked Mary Magdalene to be the messenger?
Do I think what?
That it's noteworthy? That it's
like, yes, I do.
Something...
Yes, I do.
Something significant that he...
Well...
Because of who he picked to...
Well, I think he's saying, I love her, I forgave her, and I expect you to do the same thing. But see, there's no real love and loyalty with people, I think, is a big problem. That's a big problem with friendships. That's a big problem with family. It's like they don't do what I do, so they're not as good as I am. I think my big problem was always I didn't feel I was as good as everybody else. I think that has always been my problem. And I think we should always defend each other to people outside our family. And if we have something that we need to say, or there's something, not that we need to say, but that needs to be said, I think it should be done in a very private situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like, I could handle it better, just like if I said or did something you didn't like, and you jumped onto me in front of people, I would be so, I'd feel so bad. But I know I could handle it better if you did it in private.
Yeah. So the story of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, does it remind you of that? Of people being loyal to their family and friends or something like that? Because he defended her against the people that were going to put her to death, right? They were going to...
I don't think she was the one that was fixing to be stoned to death.
Oh,
for adultery.
Oh, I thought that was Mary Magdalene.
I don't think so. Well, it might have been, Mark. But I don't think so. I think... is that your phone honking at you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't... Jesus called all them people and them, what was it he called them, whitewashed sepulchers? You know, just rotten.
Sepulchers?
What?
Sepulchers?
Yeah.
That's the tomb, right? Or like
mm-hmm.
a sarcophagus or coffin? Or
you know,
sepulcher,
just
that's...
all washed on the outside but filthy on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine what all that was like. But when you start reading the Bible and you start realizing that them Sadducees and Pharisees and them priests of them churches and synagogues or whatever, you know, Jesus just told them like it was, really. You know what? I need to find out what happened to Mary Magdalene.
Did you know there's a movie where there's an actress named Rooney Mara. She plays Mary Magdalene. And Joaquin Phoenix plays Jesus.
Joaquin Phoenix plays
yeah.
Jesus?
Yeah, I've watched some of it. And I don't really remember it, but
is it weird?
No, it was just kind of. It looked different from some of the other biblical movies. Slightly different in a way. But I think it's on. It might be on Amazon Prime. I don't know. I'll have to look at it. It came out. It was made a few years ago, and I think it came out a year ago or something like that. It seems like it came out right before the Joker.
But, Marky, some of the movies have Jesus having an affair with that Mary. And I just cannot wrap my head around that at all.
You don't think Jesus had a child with Mary Magdalene?
No, I don't.
Whose family lineage... lineage was called the Merovingian.
Oh, what?
The Merovingian, and it was the sacred bloodline of Christ's children. No?
I'm Christ's child, too. But...
no, but there's a theory or reports or whatever, you know, stories about Jesus and Mary Magdalene having children, and then those, you know, they just kept reproducing, and that bloodline is still around today. It's like a holy, sacred bloodline. and they've become these elitist Illuminati people that run the world.
No.
No. No. But if I thought that were true, I'd say so. But no, I don't believe that's true at all.
Would it be that bad if Jesus were to have kids with her? Or with anybody? That wouldn't have been a bad thing, right?
I don't know.
Where did Mary Magdalene come from? Do you remember?
No. I don't. Who am I hearing?
Just neighbors.
Oh.
It's party time.
Oh, crap. They're all going to that other house, huh?
Mm-hmm. So any other thoughts about Mary Magdalene? Because
no,
that is the...
I'm a researcher.
That's the subject of our podcast that we've been recording.
What? Did you record it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, you were going. You were on a roll there. Talking about the whole thing.
Well, I need to know more information about her. That's what I was picking your mind for, was trying to get more information from you about her.
Yeah, I don't really know much about her, other than what I've read, and then I don't remember much of what I read.
I just think that there's some scriptures in the Bible that men have taken, and they've kind of like used it against women, but I think Jesus was thoughtful and considerate of women myself. I think that he didn't want them to feel beat down. Look, what about that woman at the well, Mark, where Jesus sat there and was talking to her, and you know, she asked him all kinds of questions about, you know, where are we supposed to worship? Are we supposed to worship here or over there or whatever? And he said, the time will come when you'll need nobody to teach you, that the Holy Spirit is going to teach you what you need to know. Mm-hmm. And then she was talking and he told her, Jesus must have had kind of a funny sense of humor, because he told her, go get your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. And he said, you answered right. Because you've had 5 husbands, and the man you're living with now, you're not married to. And so she was pretty much in awe of him, and she just threw her water pot down because, you know, she went to the well to get water. And evidently, she kind of steered clear of everybody because there wasn't nobody else there but her and Jesus. So she just threw her water pot down and she went back to the village and told them people that, come and see this man that I met. He told me everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went out there, and when they talked to him and saw him, well, they became believers also. But I'm thinking, oh my Lord.
He was testing her?
Huh?
To see if she would lie to him or something like that? Or?
Yeah. I don't think so. I just think that he just kind of wanted her to believe in him. I think she would... You know what? What do you think about this? That she could have possibly been a really not a bad lady because she'd had five husbands, but it was just that it says nothing about kids. And back then, you know, it could have been a stigma that she had no children, and a guy might not have stayed with her because she couldn't have kids. And maybe that's why she had five husbands.
Or maybe.
Or she could just have been a plain old butt kicker and they couldn't stand her. I don't know. But I know that it was so important. Children were so important to people back then because they felt like that if they produced their husband a son, that they were top-notch, you know, blessed and honored of God.
Yeah, the Bible does make a big deal about children and not being able to have them. The story of Abraham and Sarah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much it meant to, how sad Sarah was that she couldn't have a child, and how much of a miracle it was when she could, right?
At 90 years old, I guess so.
Yeah. Well, the people of the Bible, in those times, they must have aged differently to be able to live as long as they did. So maybe 90 was more like 40 or 50, right? Or something like that.
Maybe.
Or maybe 90 was like 60. Or 50 or 60.
But
or
you know now, Marky, when if a woman becomes pregnant and she's 30 or so years old, boy, they start running those, what kind of tests do you call them, where they take that fluid out and test it to make sure, they take it out of the baby to make sure that they're not...
to make sure the baby's healthy? Or,
uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I didn't know they did that.
Mm-hmm. And well, God knows. It's kind of hard to understand why some women would give everything they own to be able to have a child. And some women can have kids every 9 months, and they don't even want them. They don't take care of them. They just throw them out there in the foster care system or, you know, for adoption and stuff. That's just so sad to me. April came over with Lenny.
This is part of our podcast.
Oh! Can you get
That's
it
okay.
out of there?
I just...
Well, that was the episode, and there were a lot of areas of dead space in there. I think now that listening back to it, I remember trying to edit those dead spaces out, and for whatever reason in this app, it's kind of difficult to do that, and it doesn't process the episode properly or whatever, so I left everything in. It ends abruptly. Doesn't sound much like a show. That's why I'm doing... did an intro and an outro for it. But I would like to thank you guys if you made it all the way to the end. Thank you for making it to the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate your listenership and your moral support and your prayers and everything you can send our way. Good vibes, money. If you can send money our way, you know, we love money. You know, everybody loves money. Just kidding. I do love money. I was just pretending to be something else. Other than that which cannot be destroyed. Thank you for listening once again. I love you all so very much. May you have a beautiful night or day or whatever it is that you are experiencing. May you be in the moment and may you live to the fullest. And may you continue to listen to that which cannot be destroyed. Goodbye.